Good evening. This is a meeting of the San Francisco Urban Forestry Council. The date is Tuesday, February 28, 2017, and the time is 6:08 p.m. A reminder that the ringing and use of cell phones, pagers, and similar sound-producing electronic devices are prohibited at this meeting. Please be advised that the chair may order the removal from the meeting room of any persons responsible for the ringing or use of a cell phone, pager, or other similar sound-producing electronic devices. A note to the public that there is an opportunity for public comment on every item on the agenda, and there's also an opportunity for public comment, general public comment, for items that are not on the agenda. You may fill out a speaker card there at the table and hand it to me, and I will hand it to the chair, and folks will be called in the order of the cards that we receive. You may also speak after the names are called, and you may also speak anonymously. So with that, we'll move to item one, call to order, and roll call. Chair Flanagan. Present. Vice Chair Short.
Here.
Member Crawford.
Here.
Member Hillen is excused. Member Hilson.
Here.
Member Kida.
Here.
Member Lacan.
Here.
Member Lohman is excused. Member Sullivan is on his way. Member Michael Sullivan.
Most of that Sullivan's.
Oh, okay. So Member Taylor.
Here.
Member Carter.
Here.
Member Manzone is not present. Member Sway. There is a quorum. Next item is item two, adoption of the minutes of the January 27, 2017 Urban Forestry Council regular meeting. The explanatory document is the January 27, 2017 draft minutes. This item is for discussion and action. All right. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved. Here's Mr. Sullivan.
Is there a second?
No. Actually, I had one correction, but Mr. Sullivan is
second.
Here.
Second.
Okay. So we have a second by Member Crawford, and so discussion is Member Short.
So I think on item five that it was actually Member Sullivan who had asked about opting out of the program, not Member Hillen. I don't know if...
That's right.
So I thought we would just correct that.
Okay. Got it. All right. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, is there a public comment on this item? Please come to the mic. We don't have... a note to the public that public comment is for this meeting is limited to 2 minutes.
On item four for the minutes of January 27th, it was on the hearing for the nomination for the landmark tree status of the Montclair tree, and the minutes reflect that the item was to be continued. I do not know or see on the agenda today where there's a continuation of a hearing on the nomination. I understand about the motion, but I think that it's an oversight to have a hearing that was to be continued and would have been at this time, and I want to go on record as suggesting that that's a remiss, that you have already predetermined that that hearing was not to take place, and you've predetermined that the action that took at the Landmark Tree Committee would be overriding. And so I find that there's an error in process. Thank you.
My name is Terry Oxford. I'm a beekeeper here in San Francisco. I serve many restaurants in the city as well as other viable huge businesses. I've been coming to these meetings for close to 2 years now, addressing the fact that systemic neonic treated trees, flowering ornamental trees, are being planted all over San Francisco. I'm not one to just present a problem without finding a solution, and I have done that. I'm now able to source wholesale growers that will address this problem and stop selling San Francisco poison trees. The science is in. neonics are deadly to birds and pollinators.
Through the chair, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but public comment's limited to the item on the agenda. So public comment has to be about the minutes for the...
I'm sorry. I thought it said it was not... I could address what was not exactly on this agenda.
That would be for item... through the chair, that would be for item 8.
3.
Or, excuse me, item 3, general public comment, which is the next item.
Next.
Do I have to do this again?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any additional public comment? Seeing none, back to the motion. All those in favor of adopting the minutes of January 27, 2017, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. Next item is item 3, general public comment. Members of the public may address the council on matters that are within the council's jurisdiction and are not on today's agenda.
I apologize for not understanding. Okay, so I found sources that will deliver trees to the city, and I want San Francisco to really consider what this really means for all wildlife. I said everything that I wanted to say. I don't want to take up any more of your time, but this issue is so important for the future, for nature, wildlife, home, and habitat. We're mowing down, clear-cutting our trees, which are home and food for so many species that we really need. So that's birds, all the pollinators, butterflies. We need to provide better than what we've taken away from them. So we can't provide worse, which is the 55-some thousand trees that are promised in San Francisco, that's going to be a greenwashing, not a greening, if they're filled with poison. So Terry Oxford, Urban Bees San Francisco, if you want to work with me, I want to work with you. Thanks.
Dan? Just a clarification. Do you mean trees that are treated in the nursery with neonicotinoids?
Thank you for asking.
Into the mic, please.
A better word than neonicotinoid is systemic. Systemic addresses the way that they kill insects, all insects. Grows up into the system of the plant, and it's released in the nectar and the pollen.
But treated at the nursery. And
they're treated in the nursery and at the broker level, so at the finishing as well. So we can prevent this. We can be an oasis and, you know, a real... We can headline this. It can be very, very important to the entire country to save pollinators, because flowering trees are like a quarter acre of nutrition here in the city. You flatten that out into a flat space, a flowering ornamental tree, and there's like tons of nutrition there, birds and pollinators. So thanks, guys.
Is there any additional general public comment? Seeing none, I will move on to the next item. Item 4 is review and approval of resolution file 2017-02-UFC commending Rose Hilson for her service to the Urban Forestry Council. The explanatory document is the draft resolution 2017-02-UFC. This item is for discussion and action. Do I read it?
Chair just stepped in the back. He'll be right back.
So, I think this is a first. Rose, I want to make sure that we all thank you for the incredible dedication that you've given to the Urban Forest Council. I don't know what we're going to do without you. We'll have spelling mistakes all over the But I thought it would be really nice, since you have been critical in saving so many landmark trees in San Francisco, that we give you your own little landmark tree to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much.
Well, thanks. Thank I appreciate you. It.
I move to approve the resolution.
I have a thought about the resolution.
let's get a second. All right, we have a motion by Member Crawford. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Member Short. All right.
I sent Maylene an email back on January 6th with my dates because actually I was working on my application form for getting back on this council, and then I had some personal issues to deal with, and I don't think I could continue anymore. So then I sent her some dates, but I'd like to have the lines 16 and 17 where it says, whereas Rose Hilson served in a critical leadership role. If you can add served on the Landmark Tree Committee since September 14, 2010, because I wasn't just on the committee since the short time that's shown from the 2012. Actually, I was there September. If you could add in served on the Landmark Tree Committee since 9/14/2010 and in a critical leadership role on the Urban Forestry Council as a Landmark Tree Committee Chair from April 10, 2012 until July 9, 2016, and as vice chair on 5/27/2011, just to make the full record. I know I don't have to toot my horn much, but since I'm such a outlier, I figured might as well put in the real dates and be over with it. Thanks.
Will do. All right.
And I appreciate the tree. Might be in my backyard, actually my whole side yard. I have a full lot on the side. So.
Apparently you have to leave it outside a lot.
That's okay. I've got plenty of outside space.
The water is almost every other day.
Every other day.
The instructions are there.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. Seeing no further discussion, is there public comment on this item? Seeing no public comment, all those in favor of approving resolution file 2007...
As amended.
Right. So all of those in favor of approving the resolution file 2017-02-UFC as amended, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. Next item is item 5, review and approval of resolution file 2017-03-UFC commending Dan Kitta for his service to the Urban Forestry Council. The explanatory document is the draft resolution 2017-03-UFC. This item is for discussion and action. Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
I so move.
Moved by Member Flanagan.
Second.
Seconded by Member Hilson. Is there a discussion?
You don't get a tree.
that's okay. Thanks, everybody. I've really enjoyed my time here. Learned a lot. I think the only regret is I think I got a lot more out of it than I was ever able to give. It was a wonderful experience. But now, so maybe not a lot of folks know of. In the last 3 months, I've changed jobs, houses, and my wife is due at the end of March. So a lot of big things that are, you know, leading me to leave the council. So good luck.
Thanks. Well, best of luck in all those ventures, and thank you for your contribution. It really has been fantastic. You'll be missed.
All right. Is there a public comment on this item? Seeing none, seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of approving resolution file 2017-03-UFC signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passed. next item is item 6, review and approval of resolution file 2017-04-UFC commending Yolanda Manzone for her service to the Urban Forestry Council. The explanatory document is draft resolution 2017-04-UFC. This item is for discussion and action. Is there a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Motion by Member Hilson.
Second.
Second by Member Kitta. Discussion.
We appreciated her contribution also. Sorry she couldn't be here tonight.
All right. Is there public comment? Seeing none. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of approving resolution file 2017-04-UFC signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any
aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. Next item is item 7, motion to 1, accept the Landmark Tree Committee's recommendation to initiate a new evaluation process for the redwood tree located at 4 Montclair Terrace. 2, instruct the chair to request and accept up to 5 volunteer members of the council to each conduct independent on-site evaluations of the tree located at 4 Montclair Terrace. And 3, instruct staff to hold a hearing during the March 24, 2017 Urban Forestry Council meeting to discuss the new member evaluations and consider landmark tree status for the redwood tree located at 4 Montclair Terrace. The explanatory document is the staff report memo to the ad hoc landmark tree committee. This item is for discussion and action.
Thank you, Chair Flanagan, and council members for being here today. We have received a letter that makes a number of unsubstantiated allegations about the landmark tree evaluation process. We are going to continue to assert this evaluation has been conducted in a legal and ethical manner. However, we appreciate any opportunity to increase transparency of the process, and out of an abundance of caution, working with the city attorney, we have made a recommendation that the committee vacate their previous decision supporting the landmark tree nomination at 4 Montclair Terrace and recommend to the council that a new process is initiated. So that's the motion that you have before you today. The committee and the meeting immediately preceding this did pass that motion, and if Member Kidda has any more to add about that, I would.
So this was discussed at the earlier meeting, and I'll let the other members speak for themselves, but just to summarize, I mean, there's a lot of frustration amongst the members of the ad hoc committee just about the perception created about the process. We really feel like, you know, the process was done in the you know, ethically, legally, as Maylene said, to really eliminate any perception that you know, elements of the Brown Act weren't followed, we decided to adopt the recommendations from the staff and attorney memo to vacate the nomination and really to start over again. And it was passed in a vote of 3-1. It was not an easy decision. Even the folks, and again, I'll let them speak for themselves, that voted to vacate it. A lot of us put in a lot of our time during the process as well, and did not take any of those steps of the process lightly. So, I'll speak for myself as somebody who, you know, is not going to be a member of the council any longer. It was very, very tough to leave this particular nomination unresolved.
I have to leave the meeting to go down to the Board of Supervisors. I'll be back in about 10-15 minutes, so I'm going to turn it over to the Vice Chair. Thank you.
Any other discussion on this item from Council?
It might be worth, and maybe I'll direct the question to staff, because it does, you know, it is going to involve the other members. We had a discussion earlier also about the full council does vacate the decision, then this site visits and the follow-up evaluations would have to be done excluding the folks who participated in the first site evaluations. So if you could clarify that, and that'd be great.
Sure. The question is how the evaluations would happen moving forward. So the staff recommendation is that, which is reflected in the motion, that the chair would pick 5 members of the council that were not part of the landmark tree during the last process to make their independent evaluations, because the process is starting anew, so want to have it be new evaluations that are independent of the last. The question in the last meeting was whether or not those 5 members of the Landmark Tree Committee who formerly filled out evaluations can vote on the actual nomination itself, and the answer is yes. So they'll be excluded from providing evaluations, but they will be able to vote on the nomination itself.
Question?
Yes.
Is there going to be any change to the nomination form or like internal nomination policy process or anything that's coming up or that's staying the same?
So there will not be a change to the nomination form for this process, no, for this new process. Yeah.
Rose?
Oh, I just have a comment. About 30 minutes ago, the Landmark Tree Committee passed the 3-1 to approve the motion, and the agenda item is kind of curious the way it's worded because it gives the topic is to accept the Landmark Tree recommendation to vacate, and it would have been unknown until this time. So usually even on Planning Commission agendas, because I attend Planning Commission things a lot, they would say whether or not to take the recommendation of the Landmark Tree Committee. But this one says positively to vacate, almost like it was a fait accompli. Just noting that. That's all. Thank you.
I want to answer that.
Sure.
Okay. Through the chair, as we had mentioned before in the Landmark Tree Committee meeting, this was drafted with the city attorney. So we're confident that it is the correct wording. And it is pretty typical to have the action be positive. So typically there would be a motion to accept or approve, and that's typical of an agenda.
Any other discussion on this item? Maybe I'll just take a moment to sort of reiterate what Dan said. I think those of us who voted to vacate the decision did so because we strongly believe in transparency and following the process, and not because we felt as though the process was not appropriate the first time around. I think personally I take those responsibilities very seriously. We know the guidelines, and I feel as though we adhered to the process. But as a city employee, I also strongly believe in the Sunshine Act, and I think we feel like if the recommendation is in the abundance of caution that we should follow this new process, then I reluctantly agreed to do so.
So do I hear a motion to adopt? Or do I hear, motion to adopt the motion?
Public comment first.
Do I hear a motion?
I move.
Okay. There's a motion by Member Sullivan.
I second.
Michael Sullivan. Sorry.
I second.
Second by Member Carter. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Is there any public comment on this item?
I'm Nancy Werfel. Please do not approve this inappropriate motion to vacate the former recommendation to landmark the Montclair tree. I say inappropriate because the members of this committee would be admitting that they did do something to violate the Brown Act, and therefore it is necessary to completely redo the evaluation of the nomination. You are all longtime members of this Urban Forestry Council and fully respectful of our sunshine law and professional in the way that you evaluate trees in accordance with Public Works Code 810. Please do not believe that, I don't believe that any seasoned member has ever used the site visit to engage in an unnoticed meeting for the purpose of imparting their views to others. The Sunshine Law, Section 67.3, Item 4, states that you are not having a meeting by simply having a conversation between members when that does not convey the views of the other members. The remedy for this perception of the alleged meeting is illegal and draconian. The motion proposes to remove from the record information on the October 6th decision. The Sunshine Law does not allow the withholding of these public records so they may actually be used in future landmark testimony. Why is the traditional committee's process for the 810 evaluations that includes a landmark tree meeting to precede the full council's decision on the nomination being eliminated? There's no reason to change this longstanding procedure. If you approve this motion today, I believe you are indicting committee members to being guilty of a violation they did not commit, and that you could be putting into question the veracity of all other previous landmark tree decisions that followed the same process. Please understand the full implications of what this motion is, and I don't believe that it's appropriate to have this indictment against these fine people.
Thank you. Any other public comment on this item?
Hello. Good afternoon, committee members. I want to take this opportunity, as I did with the council members. I want to thank the council, as I did the committee, for starting fresh and for listening to the attorney's advice, because a lot of people are talking who aren't attorneys. Using names like indictment when they're not prosecutors. It's actually scary when people use terms like that to intimidate. But what I do want to talk about, in addition to thanking, is the fact that whoever does visit Montclair Terrace is welcome to stop by all the homes there and to talk to many of the longtime residents or people like me who were given documentation about our neighborhood and its history from the predecessor president of the Montclair Terrace Association. There'll be abject and objective facts there that you can use to evaluate some of the criteria, which is the focus of the evaluation process. I look forward to the new people, whoever they are, doing so, and I'm sure being diligent and verifying the information in the application. And that is due process. Not coming up here and accusing people of anything, of saying there's an indictment, but asking for an open and fair process for all members of our city. Thank you.
Thank you. Other public comment?
I would just like to thank all of you on behalf of Mrs. J, who couldn't make it here this evening. She respects the process. She respects all of you, and she thanks you from the bottom of her heart. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional public comment on this item? Okay. Can I ask staff to just clarify one point that was raised at the committee as well?
Yeah.
Can you clarify that the documents that have been previously submitted will remain public record?
Sure. So the public record, the public records law, both the Brown Act and the Sunshine Ordinance, require that we keep all of the documents that we have received as part of the public record posted on our website. So the records will not be removed or expunged. What we're asking, the staff is recommending that the committee do, is that they base their evaluation and vote only on the information gathered after this vote to vacate the October 6th decision. So in essence, we're saying the process is starting anew, and we're going to be sending a message to all of the people that have previously submitted public comment to request that they submit public comment again. We're asking the staff recommendation and the recommendation from the city attorney is that under the new process that the members of the council only consider the information that was gathered during that new process. So it will the information from the previous process will remain posted and publicly available.
Thank you for clarifying. Mm-hmm.
All right, seeing no further discussion from
Why don't we do it without you?
Okay, so I'm looking for five volunteer members of the council to each conduct an independent on-site evaluation of the tree located at 4 Montclair Terrace.
I will volunteer.
I can also reach out to council members and set up, because I need to reach out to them to set up the site visit times as well.
Okay.
So I saw Igor, Mike Sullivan, and Zach Taylor.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, so seeing no further discussion on this item, we're going to take a roll call vote on the motion to, one, accept the Landmark Tree Committee's recommendation to initiate a new evaluation process for the redwood tree located at 4 Montclair Terrace, two, instruct the chair to request and accept up to 5 volunteer members of the council to each conduct independent on-site evaluations of the tree located at 4 Montclair Terrace, and three, instruct staff to hold a hearing during the March 24, 2017 Urban Forestry Council meeting to discuss the new member evaluations and consider landmark tree status for the redwood tree located at 4 Montclair Terrace. Member Flanagan, on the motion.
In favor.
Member Flanagan, aye. Member Short.
Aye.
Member Short, aye. Member Crawford.
Aye.
Member Crawford, aye. Member Hillen is absent. Member Hilson.
No.
Member Hilson, no. Member Kidda.
Aye.
Member Kidda, aye. Member Lacan.
Aye.
Member Lacan, aye. Member Lohman is absent. Member Andrew Sullivan is absent. Member Michael Sullivan.
Aye.
Member Michael Sullivan, aye. Member Taylor.
Aye.
Taylor, aye. Member Carter.
Aye.
Carter, aye. Member Manzoni is absent. Member Sway.
Aye.
Member Sway, aye. The motion passes. Next item is item 8, committee reports. The first item is planning and funding committee. Chair's report. This item is for discussion.
Nothing terribly new and exciting to report this time around, I'm afraid.
Okay. The next report is the Landmark Tree Ad Hoc Committee report.
Provided most of what was discussed earlier, no new nominations, although we've gotten a few just inquiries about some trees. So nothing new.
All right. Is there any discussion on this item by members? Member Hilson.
I was just wondering what happened to the two other nominations that came in a while back. One was, never mind, if you don't know.
There are no other official nominations on the record right now. There are several nominations that have been suggested,
okay.
But we nominations can only come from a limited source, and anybody who brings a nomination to us, you ask me to inform you about those, but they were not official.
Okay.
Further discussion? Seeing none, is there any public comment on the committee reports? Seeing none, there's no vote on that. All right, next item 9, staff report. Staff will provide a report on the progress of new and ongoing projects. This item is for discussion.
I don't have anything to report that hasn't already been discussed, but I would like to let all the members know that I've accepted a new position. I'm going to be going to work for the Recreation and Parks Department, managing their urban agriculture and community gardens program. So this is my last meeting with you. And I've loved working with you. It's been almost 10 years. The council's been it's been great working with you, and I will miss you a lot. That's all.
She will be here in March, though, but not in her official capacity.
I foresee a future agenda item.
Yes, I second that idea. Yeah.
Well, I'll just take a moment to say that having worked with you for many of the last 9 years, if not all of them, on this council, it's been a pleasure. You've been extremely hardworking. The council has benefited from all your efforts. And we wish you all the best in your new position.
Mailing, thank you for the last, I think it was 9-10 years, keeping me straight on that urban forestry report. And I really appreciated that. So I wish you well over at Rec and Park, and good luck. Thank you for everything.
I just want to second.
Everyone else have anything to say?
I was just going to say I wanted to second everything that everyone else has said about you, Mailing. You're incredibly professional. appreciate everything that you've done. And as somebody who served on both the Rec Park Commission and on this commission, you'll be greatly missed at this one, but you're going to a great new home.
Mei-Ling, Park and Recs is very, very, very lucky to get you. So I've been on the council about 3 years, and your ability to, you know, navigate all of us through the different, you know, detailed procedures, processes, and, you know, how responsive you are and knowledgeable about how, you know, and really about, you know, this is one of the greatest city in the world, and you, you know, contribute heavily to it. And the leaving the council, I think I got out just the right time, because I don't know how it's going to survive without you. But
and your replacement.
Yeah, and I just would like to thank you, and I've really enjoyed working with you professionally. I also consider you a friend, so you'll be missed. And I want to especially thank you for all your work on the urban forestry reports over the last 10 years. I think these are really valuable documents of the history of San Francisco's urban forest, and people are going to be using these for years and years beyond. So thanks for creating that record for us.
Well, Mei-Ling, a lot of nice things have been said about you, and I can add to all of them, because I've been on the council for 6 years now, and maybe seven, going on seven. And I really do think that you're the thread that connects the fabric of this council together. And, you know, I think it was 6 years ago we had a a strategic planning process, and we wanted to be relevant, and you were critical in becoming relevant. And all of you here, we used to have meetings when no one was here, and now we have a lot of people here, and so I think you're a big part of that. So thank you so much. And I agree. I think that the work you've done here has created a bond among all of us, and I hope that we will all continue to be friends, and we will not be too angry at Park and Rec for stealing you from us. And so I thought, since I was in the tree buying mode, that it was only appropriate that you have a bonsai tree from all of us. So thank you so much. Just take care of it. And, you know, don't put it on the street. This is not a street tree. And you have to water it every 2 days.
I'll see it in 1 year.
Exactly. We're coming. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, very much.
All right. Is there a public comment on this item? Seeing none.
Boo. I'll miss you. You're really wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Is there any further public comment on this item? Seeing none. We'll move on to item 10, Chair's announcement. The Chair of the Urban Forestry Council, this item is for discussion.
Oh, my announcement. No, that was my announcement. No announcement.
Okay. Is there public comment on this item? Seeing none, I will move on to item 11, Urban Forestry Council member announcements. This item is for discussion.
Just one announcement. San Francisco Arbor Day will be celebrated on March 18th. The kickoff will be Warmwater Cove at 9 a.m., and anyone who's interested is encouraged to attend, and we will have information on the San Francisco Public Works website. All right. And we'll be making some exciting announcements about the street tree census.
So I can talk just for a second about that. Last month, I came to give a preliminary update on the findings of the street tree census. And we've been working with Public Works to really dig into the data a little bit more. So I think last month the preliminary total was about 127,000 street trees. And we're looking at the data, and we've identified some things that are planted in many of the tree basins in San Francisco that are not trees. So we're going to be revising some of those numbers slightly and releasing those on Arbor Day. So stay tuned, and we'll inform the council about that.
All right. Seeing no further announcements, is there public comment on this item? None. We'll move on to the next item, item 12, new business future agenda items. This item is discussion and possible action.
I would like to see a resolution commending Mei Ling from the council.
Consider it done.
Thank you. I second.
I have a future. I have a proposed future agenda item that I think maybe we want to delegate to the Planning and Funding Committee. But we've talked in the past about having a process for recognizing significant or important trees on private property that is not a landmark process, and that maybe would include some other type of either recognition or protection for certain trees on private property. And I would like the council to take this up. And I think it could feed into the Urban Forest Master Plan Phase 3, which considers the private realm. And it's something that I think anytime we have a landmark tree nomination that comes before us, there's a lot to weigh in that. And in some cases, there may be a tree that's really noteworthy but might not meet landmark status, and I think we should be considering what other alternatives are. So I'd like to propose that for the council to take up post-haste.
Okie dokie. We'll see what we can do about putting on one of the future. But yes, we've talked about it a lot, so yeah, we should move.
And another item to be considered at the planning committee level would be the Department of the Environment has a series of climate action goals, 050-100 roots. And in learning more just about what the roots goal includes, it doesn't specifically call out many details about the role of the urban forest in climate protection in San Francisco. So I'm wondering if we could have someone from SF Department of the Environment come to the committee to just talk about those goals, and we can have a discussion as a committee about how, why or why not trees are not included and how they may be folded in.
Seeing no further new business, is there public comment on this item?
Nancy Werfel again. Carla Short's comments about the significant trees reminds me of something that perhaps you need to put on an agenda item, which is how to indicate on the public record that there is a landmark tree. There's a website through the assessor's office that links with the planning department and identifies criteria for different qualities of any lot and block number. And normally a landmark tree is indicated in that. But I've noticed at 3066 Market Street, as well as 46 Cook Street, there is no indication on that site that says these are landmark trees. This is a critical thing because when people want to look up a property or DBI might be interested in evaluating a permit, they need to see that it is landmarked and therefore has special protections under 810. And so I believe that this involves a lot of entities, and so there should be some unifying effort as to how does the assessor's office get a hold of the information on the planning department that it comes from DPW. You see, we're getting the whole family in this. And then eventually, can also be one day, if DBI ever gets Excella going, that'll be automatically there so that if there is construction around a landmark tree, all parties, including DBI, needs to know this exists. So since it's a multi-headed hydra, I'm suggesting that you might want to have a nice, healthy discussion on who's responsible, how does it happen, and without Mei Ling, who's going to be posting the paper around. Thank you.
All right, seeing no further public comment, seeing no further discussion. The next item is item 13, adjournment. The time is 6:50 p.m.
Thank you.